What's up? Welcome to today's episode of What You Thinking? Salon Talk with Cy Robinson. I am Cy Robinson, and I am super excited to talk with you all today because, you know, I just have shit on my mind, and I like to get it off, you know? So, today's topic is worst client situation ever. Now, I typically have great clients. As a matter of fact, I am so blessed that I honestly only have two, maybe three bad situations within the realm of me being a stylist and behind the chair. Now, when I was an educator or having been an educator in this industry as well, there are some different situations, but we're talking about the worst client situation. And one time a while back, this is some years ago now, I had a client come in to the salon. And incidentally, I was a black stylist in an all-white salon, and I did everything. And, you know, in some salons, I don't know if you know this, but some stylists pick and choose what they do. They don't do everything, or they may do just haircuts, a little bit of color. They may do just color, a little bit of cutting, you know, but they pick and choose based on, you know, what they love. But I do everything because I love all aspects of hair. I love creating new looks. So I love color cut. I love styling. Love updos. So, but on this particular day, I had like my book was full of colors and some cutting. But this woman comes in and she's from California and she's new to the salon. And when they paired her with me because of what she asked for, which was, you know, someone seasoned in color. And so I go ahead and take this client, and immediately I know something is off because this woman looked at me like I was, I don't know, scum, you know, dirt under her shoe. And, you know, I am black, you know, and so I think that initially it didn't dawn on me because I never really had that experience in that particular salon. It was a great salon. I never really had the experience of someone just seeing me and then automatically disliking me. I'm a likable person, I think. So she disliked me on sight, sits in my chair. And, you know, as a stylist, you have to ask questions to gauge people. You want to know, you know, what their look is, what they've, you know, done in the past, what things have worked for them, especially if you don't know them. So you've got to get a sense of where we're going here, right? And so, first off, you bring in another stylist's formula for color, a color line that, because I worked for an Aveda salon, Aveda Concept Salon, we didn't use anything but Aveda. So, she gave me a formula for a color line that wasn't something that we used. So, it was like, okay, I have to do a comparison and figure out what line within the Aveda color concepts I can use. And it's fine. I mean, you know, it's par for the course. I've done this millions of times. I mean, exaggeratively, yes, I've done it several times over. Okay, that's fine. So she sits down. She's talking kind of at me a little bit. She's getting irritated with my questions, which are basic questions about her hair and her past. She had been with a stylist for 24 to 26 years or something like that. And it didn't dawn on me that she had a problem with the fact that I was a black stylist until I asked one of my coworkers to come over and, you know, help me figure out which line within the concept to use. And when I asked the question, she would direct the question at my white coworker. And I was like, wait a minute. And so then we pulled another coworker over who was a white gay male. And He's awesome, by the way. And he started to ask some questions, and she directed all of her answers not to him, not to me, who was her actual stylist, but to the young lady who was a white female. And so all three of us are looking at each other like, what is going on with this lady? I'm like, yeah. So that's when it dawned on me what the problem was. Now, I mean, I don't typically have those types of situations, and I haven't since, not like that, but it gets worse. So we figured out she doesn't want to talk to me. She talks directly to my coworker, and I just have to like bite my tongue because I got an attitude problem, and I try my best to be very respectful of others, but that's if I'm getting the respect that I deserve. If I'm not getting that, then you're going to get a different energy, and you know, your fault, because again, I try my very best to be nice to everyone. However, it doesn't always work. So this particular chick, I put the color in. I tweak her formula because the formula that she'd been using kept giving her lines of demarcation, and that's these horrible lines where you can see where the last color had been applied, someone overlapped, and so now there is this chalky line between the new growth color that we've put on the hair and the color that was last, you know, previously done before that, or prior to that, or whatever. So several colors over, you see these different lines that have overlapped. So the line of demarcation, her lines of demarcation, you can tell where the color didn't process properly. And so it's either too dark in some spots or it's too light in some spots, but it's not balanced. And so in my formulation, we worked out the color that would be equivalent to whatever line she was using. But we also I worked in something to correct those lines of demarcation so that we can have a better blend, which is what we do when we're professionals, right? Okay. So worked it out, applied the color. Now I'm letting her process. I'm asking just a couple of questions because I like to think ahead. So I'm thinking of the finish now because I know the color is going to look great, but now I'm talking about finish. Let's talk about the finish, where we're going with this style. She doesn't want to talk. Okay. So she's processed. We've gone ahead and taken her back to the shampoo room. We are getting ready to shampoo this out, or I am getting ready to shampoo her hair. She drops her purse. I'm already starting to wet her hair down and rinse out the color. I like to do a good thorough rinse before I move on to the shampoo because otherwise you're just wasting product, right? So I'm rinsing really heavily there, and she drops her purse. So I stop what I'm doing because, again, I like to be nice to people, even in cases where, you know, they may not deserve it. I'm being nice. So I run around. I shouldn't say I run. I walk around to where her purse is falling on the floor. She can't move her head because she'll get her whole body wet. So I said, okay, listen, I'll grab this for you. I pick up the stuff out of, you know, that fell out of her purse and put it on her lap. Say, here you go. She says, well, for all the water that you got on all of my stuff, you could have just left it on the floor. Now, here's the thing. She's right. And what, but what happened was, I look up to the heavens and I say, Jesus, you are testing me and I will not fail. And I'm laughing to myself, like hysterical laughter, like, this bitch is crazy. This bitch is crazy. So anyway, I said, okay. All right. Okay. Jesus, I will not fail. Lord, I hear you, and I will not fail. Mm-mm. This is a test. This is a test, Lord. So I continue to do my job. She's talking to me now at this point. I'm ignoring her because if I don't, I'm going to punch this bitch in the face. And I'm not like that. However, I am. So I said, let me just stop talking because She tested me. And God, you know, when you got this test on you, you pass or you fail. I was not trying to fail. So I went ahead and I completed her shampoo. And I did that shampoo. It was the best shampoo ever. You know why? Because I always give the best shampoo. I always give the best shampoo and conditioning. I always massage the scalp. I always love on the hair. It doesn't matter who the head is attached to. I'm just going to go ahead and love on this woman's hair, even though she's a bitch, right? A racist bitch at that. And it's unnecessary. So, anyway, moving forward, I go in to the station rooms where, you know, our stations are, and I set her down at the station, and I'm combing through her hair, and I'm getting ready to just, you know, trim her up, because I really don't want her in my seat for much longer than she has to be at this point. So what ultimately happens next is hilarious. I start blow drying. I've asked her about a style, whatever. I blow dry. We look at the color. The color is fabulous. I'm talking about fabulous. And usually, but that second mixture really helped to kill those lines. Usually you would have to go in to soften up lines like that. You would need to go in with like highlights or, you know, some sort of lightener to kind of catch those, because those dark spots are really ugly in hair. I mean, really, they look like you got like the calico color, like that cat that has all these different streaks of color that just don't make sense, but they're, you know, they're there. So usually you have to go in, but I did, instead of going in with lightener on those lines, I smudged the lines with a high lift formula and took out those lines, because even though color cannot, you know, lift, like if your hair has been previously colored, it can't be lifted with color. What you can do, simple trick, is when you're trying to smudge a line and the difference is not so heavy, you just make sure that the undertone is the proper undertone, and you go ahead and smudge the line with a high lift color, like a 100 series for Lanza, for as an example. They have the 100 series, which is high lift. It has ammonia in it, so if you're doing something like that, the ammonia will help lift color out, so it'll lift those dark lines. You just got to be careful and smudge it in. And so that's what I did to balance out the heavier lines that were in her hair. She didn't even know I was doing that. She had no idea. I did it at the bowl. It was something very simple to get rid of, you know, the unwanted tones, those unwanted dark spots in her hair. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. I didn't ask her. I just got, you know, mixed up a little bit and put it in at the bowl, because I feel like if I'm putting my name on it, then it needs to be work that I'm proud of. And I wasn't proud of whoever was doing her hair for 26 years, because she didn't know what the hell she was doing. No shade. I'm sorry. I didn't say that. But I did. Okay. So, now, I'm styling her hair. Now, prior to that, the day before, I had this beautiful woman who was getting ready to move out of the state. And I was very sad that she was getting ready to go, because she was awesome. Heavy, heavy spirit. Like, wonderful spirit, very beautiful smile. She's an older white woman with this really nice crisp bob, but I added a little bit of layering into it, not necessarily graduation, but layering, so that when, no matter like whether she blow dried her hair or whatever she wanted to do to her hair, it would be okay. She didn't necessarily have to blow dry. She had a little bit of wave / curl to it. I did put a slash in there, and it was beautiful, like, you know. So the cut was just, it worked for her. But anyway, that was what I thought the day before. She was just awesome, and she had been coming to me for a while, and she was getting ready to move, and we were sad, and so we were commiserating over that, and it was just like, oh, but whatever. So so she comes in randomly while I've got this old bitch in my chair who's acting an ass for no reason, simply because I'm black, I guess. I have no idea what the hell was wrong with that lady. But my client from the day before comes in. She's like, I was walking around hi, Sai. And she's got this wonderful smile, and then she's bubbly, and I'm like bubbly with her, even though I've like had a whole attitude when I was facing this woman. I turn around, I'm like, hey, girl. Hey, girl. So she says, I just wanted to tell you, and I don't know what made me want to come in here and tell you this, but I just needed to tell you that I've been walking around the mall here, and it is like I can't get enough compliments. My hair is absolutely beautiful. Like, thank you so much. This is the best haircut and color ever. I love it. I hate that I have to move because I finally found my person. I love it. Thank you so much, Sai. I swear. In that moment, I won. Do you understand me? In that moment, I won because, wow. Wow. She made me feel so good. But in that, not validation because of like whatever this twisted woman's irritation was with me or disapproval of me was, it was validation in that I do my job and I do it well. And I love what I do. So it comes across in every person that sits in my chair because it's a love for this thing. And if you have an idea or a look or you are wanting to change something about yourself and kind of feel more like whatever situation you're in right now, you want to elevate that look, I'm here for that. I am here for it. I'm just as excited as you are, and I will not fail you. So this woman comes in and gives me all of these praises, and she sings it on, like, you know, in her high soprano voice, and I'm just soaking it up, right? And I turn around to this old heifer and finish her hair. So as she's getting up, I'm snapping off her cape. She turns to me. She's like, I must say, she's smiling at me. Okay. I don't know why. So she's smiling at me. So then she says, I must say, this color is better than, I really like this color. It's better than usual. It looks so nice. And there's dimension, and I don't see those dark spots. I said, no, yeah, I worked out a couple of those dark spots for you so that you wouldn't have to worry about that. And so the next stylist that you go to won't have to worry about that. It was my pleasure serving you today as your stylist. And I pray that you find the stylist that works best for you in the future. Have a wonderful day. I did. Baby, don't book with me again. Sweetheart, yes, the best color that you've had in 24 years, because whoever was just throwing it on your head, I'm just saying, that's on you. Yeah, good luck with that. Good luck with it. And I really feel like had she told me her concerns, had she just said, I'm really nervous about a new stylist being in my head. But that wasn't it. It was something specifically with me. She felt that because she sat in my chair, this black whatever she was thinking, because it wasn't nice. I'm telling you, it was in her eyes. This, she can't do my hair. She don't know what she's doing. Ugh, why would they put me with her? It was just, she was like, the audacity of me not being what she thought I was going to be, I guess. And, you know, Sai can be anybody. Sai can be, you know, any ethnicity. Sai can be who, you know, and I don't think that she recognized that Sai was going to be the black girl at the salon. But I did that hair. Let me tell you something. I did that hair. It looked good. And I'm not tooting my own horn. I'm telling you. what I know, she walked out looking better than she had in years. Because she did. And I guess the moral of that story is, racism is just so ridiculous. The notion that you can't or won't or don't like somebody because of the color of their skin is retarded. And I understand we're not supposed to use that word, but I'm going to use it because it is. It's retarded. That is, you have got to be slow if you feel like the reason you don't like somebody on sight is because of the color of their skin. That is like the most ignorant thing you can dislike someone for. There's a lot of reasons why you should not like certain people. But it's all stemming from their actions, right? It should never be because of how they look. If they haven't done anything to you, they should have a wide open chance to show and prove who they are, right? So I don't judge anyone sitting in my chair based on ethnicity. And I expect that anyone sitting in my chair is going to love me in the way that I love on them, especially considering I'm in your head, okay? So that was by far one of the most excruciating experiences I've had to deal with in this industry. And that was a small one. Like, that wasn't even really bad. I've got a couple of stories, but I'll save the next one for the next episode. Because, yeah, it's some funny ones. I got a funny one that I'll tell you next time. But, thank you for listening today. I truly appreciate it. And I hope and pray that you're having a wonderful, wonderful experience in whatever career you've chosen. But if it's in hair, I pray that you put love into every stroke of the comb, with every snip of your shears, and that you're loving on your clients. And as a client, I hope that you are with someone who understands you and the direction you would like to go with your look. Okay? One of the things that I like to tell people is to be a blessing to others, and you'll always find that you're blessed. So, be a blessing and be blessed. Y'all have a good day.